This podcast is only made possible from donations from listeners like you. To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Hello, news listeners. Welcome to your Thursday installment of the BTN News Show. Apologies for the little hiatus that we've had, but we are back now on the 9th of December, 2021. Here comes the best technology news that's been going on, and we got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. Listen up, UK users of cell phones that still love that 2G and 3G network. You have until 2033, yes, it's quite a while from now, to upgrade your phone. Chances are it won't even last that long. In fact, BT, they're shutting down their 3G service by 2023. So any customers still loving their 3G on that network, yeah, you're going to have to upgrade a lot sooner. Now granted, a lot of people that are on 2G and 3G networks, pretty low. But apparently there's still enough people on the networks that the British government thought, yeah, let's give people 10 plus years. Now, we have heard from other sources, too, that 3G might actually get shut down first, and 2G might extend a little bit longer, as it offers a much wider coverage and lower power requirements, making it very ideal for some of those IoT deployments. Moving on to Microsoft news and Notepad lovers. Well, Microsoft is showing their love by turning on dark mode for Notepad users, at least for Windows 11 Inside users. Now, currently in the version that ships with Windows 11, the text-to-speech tool and the find and replace tool are actually two different pop-up windows. In the redesign, however, though, it will combine them into one floating bar instead. And if it looks familiar to you, it might. It looks very throwback to the XP era. As far as the multi-step undo, it replaces the old version's undo system that actually only let you go back one step. Now yes, Windows 11 Inside is currently being able to preview these new updates, and from what we're hearing from Microsoft, they're waiting to hear back from the insiders before actually pushing forward with the full update for everybody. Portal users, your hands busy, you know, doing a whole bunch of stuff in the kitchen. Gosh only knows what's going on during the holidays. You ain't got time to flick through Facebook stories. Well, now you don't have to. That's because Meta's new portal will let you view Facebook stories completely hands-free. In fact, all you gotta do is say, hey, portal, show me those stories. And it will automatically come up and start flicking through them for you. Now, other than stories, you can also ask Facebook Assistant to display recent Facebook posts, responses, and even photos. Another nice feature that portal's also getting, taking pictures. For the other side. Yeah, you could always take pictures during your call, but you can never capture pictures from the other caller. Well, that's all changed now, for better or for worse. Apparently, Facebook also decided to, yeah, let's not worry about those privacy reasons. That's one reason why they didn't want to have that feature way back in 2018. And they made it also hands-free, too. All you have to do is say, hey, Portal, take a photo. And away it goes. And one other final update for Portal is for Microsoft Teams. We've been hearing promise after promise that it's coming. Well, it's finally there. Microsoft Teams can now be used as a video conferencing feature and should be ready on your device as of now. All those privacy tracking features we all know and love in iOS 15. No, I don't want that app tracking me. No, I don't want to have anything to do with that. No, I'm opting out of that. Turns out that that may not mean nothing. At least when it comes to Facebook and Snapchat. Yes, it seems that Facebook and Snapchat both have been tracking users even when we said, please don't do that. This report comes from the Financial Times, and 7 months ago, we all remember that Apple had introduced this feature, supposedly making us users feel like, yeah, we've got a lot more control. Well, we do. Kind of. Seems that Snapchat and Facebook had been actually allowed to continue sharing user-level signals from iPhones, as long as the data is anonymous and aggregated rather than directly linked to a specific user. Now, when reaching out to Apple, no, they did not endorse these techniques, but they also said they're not going to do anything about it. Apparently, this was all agreed upon before the signing of all these privacy deals, including you and I. You know, all the stuff we flick through and we never read. So, it definitely looks like for now, and for the foreseeable future, Apple will allow third parties to track and analyze groups of users, regardless of whether or not they have given consent to user-level tracking or not. And finally, yes again, time for some more crap for Christmas. Today's crap for Christmas, I don't know if it's actually crap, but definitely this is where the crap goes. I'm talking about the toilet. No, the toilet ain't for sale, but a light to see where you need to go is. We've all been there. It's dark, middle of the night, call of nature. Can't seem to find that big hole, especially for us guys, yeah. Well, worry no more. Thanks to the Toilight. That's right, this light is motion activated, giving you peace of mind in those early hours to make sure that, yes indeed, you have hit the target. In fact, the light is so bright, you don't even need to turn the one on overhead, and actually can be set for an array of colors. Blue, well, that's kind of soothing. Green, and heck, there's even brown. I don't know if I'd recommend that one, though. If you know somebody that might just need a little help and direction at nighttime, head on over to Amazon, where you can pick up the toy light for $14.99. Got a story? No one else is listening? Well, we'd love to hear from you. Send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. The official website of the British Tech Network, britishtechnetwork.com, of course, is where you find this show and other great podcasts from the network, including The Photo Show, The Mac Show, and The Big Show 2. Also, we're on Facebook, too, at British Tech Network. Of course, follow us on Twitter as well at British Tech. And join the community today over at our Slack room by simply going to britishtech.slack.com. The new show, of course, will be back at your way for your Friday edition tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be going on. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Thursday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting this show.